Calling all contractors. Announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking. No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
I'm Cole Wright with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Titans beat the Colts 36-22 on Monday Night Football, and it was Marcus Mariota throwing for just a shade over 300 yards with a touchdown as well as an interception, and Derrick Henry finishing with a game-high 131 rushing yards as well as a score. In other news, Packers' Aaron Rodgers will need surgery to repair a broken collarbone on his right side and could potentially miss the remainder of 2017. Third-year play caller Brett Hundley is going to try to replace the two-time NFL MVP. Former 49ers linebacker Navarro Bowman has found a new home, and he didn't have to go too far. Bowman staying in the Bay Area, inking a one-year deal with the Oakland Raiders. Now, Oakland was in need of another linebacker after losing Markelle Lee to an ankle injury. Teddy Bridgewater, he'll return to practice on Wednesday. Bridgewater hasn't participated in a practice session since dislocating his knee last August. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know-How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/block. That's ZipRecruiter.com/block.
5:05, welcome back in the Todd Brolkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Cubs baseball on the horizon with the Dodgers. Game 3 of the National League Championship Series airing on ESPN Radio tonight. Congratulations to Derek in Cedar Rapids. He's the winner of our $30 gift card to La Cantina. Check out one of their three locations, either in Marion, the one in downtown Cedar Rapids, or their newest location in the Fountains off Edgewood. And remember to keep them in mind the next time that you need any catering done for a family get-together, work meeting, even tailgating. LaCantina319.com. Really excited about this coming up next week during our segment with John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. On Monday, we are going to have an opportunity to give you some tickets to ISU's homecoming game against TCU. Those tickets courtesy of Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner, and Craig sponsors John's appearance with us, and excited to be able to possibly send some Iowa State fans from Eastern Iowa to the homecoming game at Jack Trice Stadium next weekend against TCU. Iowa State on the road this weekend in Lubbock at Texas Tech. If you missed the gym class, they caught up with a Don Williams earlier from the paper in Lubbock. No, he did not sing any Tulsa Time for them, but you can listen to their podcast. It's available at kgymradio.com. I don't know if this is next-level trolling by our producer, Kyle Mann, scheduling this gentleman to join us on the program tonight, nor do I even really feel like speaking with him. We are enemies for at least the next couple games, but I think his Dodgers are eventually going to get the job done. It's John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye. And, John, good luck tonight. That's all I'm going to say. You guys are going to need it.
Hendricks is going nine.
Series turns around real quickly if they win tonight.
Hendricks is going nine. They won't even dip into that bullpen. What's up, my friend?
Not much. Just another day, another October day. We're talking basketball, talking football, all kinds of stuff.
I was going to say, I will let you choose where we start here. You are a college basketball aficionado, and it was media day in Iowa City yesterday. So what were your takeaways from Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes?
Well, you know, they are what I expected they would be. I mean, this is a team that is very deep, and he still isn't quite sure how it all fits together. And you know, something I said to somebody yesterday that I think holds true, I said, you could put the names of 13 guys in hat, draw out five, and at some point this year, those five are going to be on the court together. I just think that they're just so deep and so balanced and so versatile that there could be any number of combinations he could use. I found the conversation about the FBI investigation into college basketball really interesting when he said it's up to coaches to speak out on who's breaking the rules, and he admitted he's one of the ones who's done it. So, spoken out to the NCAA about people who violate rules. So, I mean, it was really an interesting conversation. It was an interesting media day. A lot of little twists and turns there.
You almost created some headlines there, John. I'm glad you caught yourself.
Yeah, so I started, no, I got to correct myself there. So, it was fascinating discussion.
We'll start with the first thing you talked about, the depth of this Iowa basketball team. And Fran said that he can't go 13 deep. There are 13 players with experience, 13 that will be vying for spots. But realistically, how deep can they go, and who might be some of the candidates that might be outside of the rotation?
Well, that's the thing right now. It's really kind of hard to say because, just talking with the different players, everybody has played well, and everybody has, practices have been a battle. One of the things Tyler Cook said was, one of the things he said was that sometimes you forget these guys are your teammates. And, that's kind of how intense it's gotten. But realistically, I think you go 10 deep. I think but those last two in that rotation may vary from game to game. It's just going to depend on who they're playing and who's playing well, who's not. If guys are injured, and not play. So, I mean, I just think we see everybody at this point, but I would imagine probably by, middle of January, I think it's going to kind of shake out who that top 10 is.
All right, I don't care what Fran McCaffrey says. Jordan Bohannon is not Steph Curry, but what are your expectations for the former Linmar standout as he heads into his sophomore season?
I think he's going to be much better, which is kind of funny to say because he had a great season last year. And I just think he's going to be a lot better with the basketball. They're going to use him at the two at some point. I mean, when we talked about the versatility earlier, he's going to be one that's going to play both guard spots. And I think that's good for him because it kind of eases him off of having to run the offense for 30 minutes a game. So, I think there's a lot he can do, and I think he scratched the surface. But what we saw last year was a really, really good basketball player, a really smart basketball player. And so I think you're just going to see him just get better and better this season.
The unofficial media poll came out today, and Iowa's picked preseason to finish eighth. Did that surprise you at all?
No, because and one of the things, I think everybody looks at it and says, well, Peter Jok's not coming back. And I think nationally and, even within the league, I think there are a lot of people that are just looking at this team as, well, Peter Jok's not back. And they don't realize how deep this team is and how talented this team is. And, some of the reaction I saw on Twitter today was from people who kind of know this team and understand, they're saying, look, this is really low. This is a team that can be a top three, top four team if everything comes together and gets a double bye in the Big Ten tournament. I mean, there are some people out there realizing, but I think right now on a national scale, people just aren't seeing it.
Michigan State in that poll was the unanimous choice for first place, followed by Purdue, Minnesota, and then Northwestern and Maryland and Michigan tied for fifth, Wisconsin, the other team ahead of Iowa. How do you see, and I know it's early, but the Big Ten race perhaps playing out this year?
I think those are all really legit. I mean, I think Michigan State is going to be the champion. I think they're just too good. They're too talented. But I really think this is going to be a league that's going to be a little bit top heavy, but I think there are going to be teams that might finish, you know, 6th, 7th, or 8th that are really good basketball teams. So, you know, it's just a matter of staying healthy, you know, doing the right things, and that's why I think Iowa kind of has an advantage because they've got so many guys to use. So one injury isn't going to wreck a season.
What do you think about the prospect of Big Ten basketball starting early this season and then sliding back into non-conference play? Are you a fan of that, or are you just curious to see how this is going to play out?
Not really, because, I mean, it's one of those things that it's like, if you win 2 in a row, hey, you've got all this momentum, and then all of a sudden now you're back playing non-conference. If you go 0-2, you have a long time to think about that before the next time you play again. So I you'd almost rather they play, you know, just all 18 in a row, and maybe eliminate a bye week in there somewhere. But I'm not a real big fan of it, and I like I said, because I just think there's just too many things that can, because especially in early December, there are going to be some teams that still don't have an identity yet, and they could fall to 0-2, and now all of a sudden you've got a pretty big hole to dig out of once January comes around.
John, moving to football now, Kirk Ferentz and the players met with the media today in Iowa City. Coming off the bye week, Northwestern has struggled a little bit this season, but they have proven a thorn in the side, especially last year, for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Is Iowa in for another tough battle coming out of the bye week, heading to Evanston on Saturday?
I think they are going to be, but I think the bye week came at a good time for them, and I think it was Ben Neiman who brought it up. You know, it's the halfway point of the season. You know, that's really the perfect time for a bye week. You know, he said if it's a couple weeks earlier, then you've got a longer stretch where you play with no rest. I think it came at a really good time with him. I think there were some key players that were in a little, you know, had some nagging injuries here or there, and Josie Jewell was one of them. He said he feels just fine. It was good to get time off. So, but yeah, it's good to have a bye week going into this game because I think it's going to be a difficult game for him. It always seems to be. You know, they're going up there. It's an early morning game. And, you know, there are some things there that I think can be a trap for them, and I think they're going to have to play well up there on Saturday to have a chance to win.
What is it about that trip to Evanston, 2015 excluded, that has given the Hawkeyes fits? No pun intended.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, it's I do like that pun, by the way. I just think that it's a strange place to play. You know, it's one of those things. It's like it's the atmosphere is you're going to have a lot of fans there. There's going to be a lot of Iowa fans there, and so it's one of those things where it's a road game where it doesn't quite feel like a road game, but it is. You know, it's and plus on top of that, Northwestern tends to do things that cause the problem. So it's always kind of a perfect storm of things that get them in trouble in a game like this. And so that's why I said they're going to have to be – I don't think they have to play a perfect game to win because I don't think Northwestern's that, you know – I mean, I think they're a decent team. I don't think they're a great team. But I think you want to go up there and play well because it's going to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season. You don't want to go up there and flop coming out of the bye week and then look at what you've got ahead on the schedule.
Is there any extra emphasis, do you think, on these next two winnable games against Northwestern and against Minnesota before Ohio State and Wisconsin?
I it's, you know, again, your margin of error right now is really slim in the Big Ten. And so, you know, these are games that if you want to be serious contenders to win the division title, you've got to win them. And you can't afford to slip up at this point. And yeah, like you said, I mean, you're playing teams that are kind of in your area in terms of record and that sort of thing, so you just can't afford to dump one of these. And so that's why I think, you know, these next two games, they're going to have to really play well, I think.
When do you think we'll see James Butler back on the field? They revealed today that he's returning to practice, but Kirk Ferentz was sort of pumping the brakes on getting people excited about expecting to see him again anytime soon. They had initially said after the bye week they were going to see where things were at, and it sounds like he's close to returning, but maybe we're probably not going to see him for another week or two.
It's going to be one of those things, I think, you know, you're kind of running out of time with him in the sense of, you know, if this lingers and you can't play him for the next 2 or 3 weeks, is it worth it to bring him back and not be able to get a medical red shirt for him? I think if he's going to come back, it's going to have to be, if it's not going to be this week, it's going to have to be next week. If not that, the week after. After that, you get to a point, it's like, well, do you really need him? You know, do you really want to do it? So they're going to have to face some decisions the longer this goes. So if he is going to come back, if he is going to have an impact, he's going to have to play here within the next couple of weeks, I think.
Do you think we're going to see either Torrin Young or Ivory Kelly-Martin take on a bigger role after the bye week on Saturday?
I think you have to. I mean, I just think you can't just keep riding the Akram Wadley wagon, you know, as much as you have been. And so I think it's going to be imperative for one of those two to kind of step up and practice, you know, show what they can do. I mean, they're both really good backs. And you know, in Kelly-Martin's case, he's got to hold on to the ball. But I do think you're going to see one of them a lot more. I think, you know, I think you just have to do that right now to give Akram Wadley a little bit of a break.
John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye and noted Dodger fan. Prediction for tonight?
Dodgers win, and I think Chase Utley comes up with a big hit. So
hang up on him, Kyle. We're done. John, we appreciate it, as always.
Always fun. Have a good one. So talk to you soon.
The rivalry used to be between Tyler and John. Now it's between you and John.
Well, John just, he likes making enemies more than J.R. Ewing did on Dallas. Yeah. That's just, it's his M.O. But now there are a couple Dodgers fans today. I know Darren Miller, who works for the University of Iowa, a big L.A. fan. So there were a couple of them at Kirk Ferentz's news conference, and we'll see how things play out tonight. Again, 8:01 first pitch at Wrigley Field. We've got some highlights from yesterday's Iowa Basketball Media Day. We're going to get to those coming up in just a few minutes. We didn't get any of the Fran or player audio on the air yesterday because of the start of Media Day and the start of this show, and it was just too tight of a window. So we will hear from Fran McCaffrey, Jordan Bohannon, and Cordell Pemsel, who now is down 20 pounds and excited about the prospect of being a little bit more explosive this year. And we'll talk a little Hawkeye football as well today. Not done with baseball, though. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com is going to be with us at 6 o'clock tonight. In addition to talking about the ALCS and NLCS, we'll also get Ed's thoughts on the latest managerial rumors. Sounds as if a former Twins manager, Ron Gardenhire, could possibly be looking at a return to the dugout, and a couple teams probably close to hiring or naming a new manager, and teams want to try to get that wrapped up before the World Series starts, because usually MLB frowns on major announcements being made during the World Series. So we'll see what Ed is hearing as far as news goes. 5:20, we'll step aside, take a quick timeout. Plenty more to get to today news-wise here in Eastern Iowa. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Back with more after this.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids. And Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
5:22 for those of you wondering about what's going on at Yankee Stadium, Game 4 of the American League Championship Series, which the Astros lead 2-1. Nobody leads in this one. It is scoreless through three innings there in the top of the fourth inning as the Yankees are trying to pull even in that series. The National League a game behind. It'll be Game 3 of the NLCS tonight between the Cubs and the Dodgers. And speaking of baseball, this is a heartwarming story, and I don't think we have too much of those nowadays, or we can't get enough of those nowadays. And obviously here in Eastern Iowa, there's been a lot of coverage paid attention to fans turning and waving to the Children's Hospital after the first quarter of Hawkeye games at Kinnick Stadium. But as many of you know, there are massive wildfires that are spreading through California right now and just have absolutely been devastating. And a 9-year-old boy wrote a letter to the Oakland Athletics and telling them, his name's Lauren, about playing baseball in his backyard and his brother and his baseball memorabilia collection. He's a big A's fan, and they lost everything in the wildfire. The house burned down, weren't able to salvage any of the possessions. It's a beautiful handwritten letter, very touching, and the A's have shared it with a local news outlet, and now it's going viral and spreading around. And the A's have actually set up or are taking in donations for this young man for baseball memorabilia to help, and I have a feeling not only replenish his collection, but probably 200 or 300 times over multiply it. But you can send donations to the Oakland Athletics in care of the A's Community for Lauren at 7000 Coliseum Way, Oakland, California, 94621. And a number of Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball teams are doing just that. And I've made sure that the Cedar Rapids Colonels are aware of this as well. And I'm sure once they see this and are aware of this story that they'll be sending some stuff his way as well. But I don't even like to think about that. My cousin and his family lost their house to a fire, probably at least 10, 12 years ago. It's just absolutely horrifying.
It is.
And I wouldn't even know where to begin. And I guess the important thing is you've got to remind yourself that they're just possessions. And even if they're sentimental, you can't replace human life. So this kid and his family are in good shape, but all of his precious baseball memorabilia didn't make it out of the fire, and now the A's are stepping. That's really a nice, heartwarming story until you find out that it was handwritten by the dad or something in order to get. And that's just where my mind goes nowadays. I can't be the only one, but even as jaded and cynical as I am, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, this is an authentic story. So I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to dig through all of my stuff, and I'm going to probably put a box of items together and send it out there. It's cool, and it's for a kid, man. You got to do it, right? 5:26, again, scoreless at Yankee Stadium. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
The Big Ten preseason media poll was released today, and they think Iowa will finish 8th in the conference behind Maryland, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and pegged Michigan State as the favorite to win the title, led by preseason conference player of the year Miles Bridges, followed by Purdue, Minnesota, and Northwestern. Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media today in Iowa City, and he said running back James Butler practiced today for the first time since hyperextending his elbow against North Texas last month. He's not going to be ready for this week, but could play soon, likely with an elbow brace. Steve Prohm also spoke today at Iowa State's Media Day. He says this year's team has different strengths than in years past and may do more cutting and driving as opposed to shooting. The Gazette and KGYM's high school football rankings were posted for the final week of the regular season, and Iowa City West now sits atop Class 4A, unseating West Des Moines Dowling, who'd held the top spot all year and now sits in second. Cedar Falls is sixth, and Cedar Rapids Prairie sneaks in at 10. Unbeaten Xavier still reigns in Class 3A, and Solon is third. Mount Vernon's third in Class 2A, and Williamsburg sixth. And in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina still lurks at third. Tonight after the show, we're going to have Game 3 from Chicago. Yu Darvish will start for the Dodgers opposite Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. The game is set to start at 8, but coverage will start right after our show, and you can hear it on all three KGYM frequencies.
319-366-1600. That is the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. We want to hear from you today as we're celebrating not only the start of another NBA season, but gearing up for Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. On the subject of the NBA, that's our poll question tonight at KGYMradio.com. Will Golden State repeat as champs this year? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. The Hawkeyes, as Kyle mentioned, predicted to finish eighth in the unofficial Big Ten preseason poll. The actual poll that will be released by the conference comes out on Media Day, at Media Day, which will be Thursday this week. This is a yearly thing that the writers put together. I believe it's the Columbus newspaper that heads this up. But people aren't exactly high on the Hawkeyes this year, and that's probably a good thing because just like Kirk Ferentz and the football program, they always tend to do their best work when expectations are lowered, so to speak. Kyle was at Media Day yesterday, and he's got some audio from Fran McCaffrey and the players. We're going to bring it to you next, and I'll give you an opportunity to discuss what your expectations are for the Hawkeyes as they get ready to tip off another season of college basketball inside Carver Hawkeye Arena.
This bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Kinnick Stadium, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
A playoff. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, Cavaliers coach Tyronn Lue says LeBron James will play in tonight's season opener against the Celtics despite a sprained ankle. Chris Paul will make his Rockets debut at Golden State, 10 Eastern, ESPN Radio. Both Sonny Gray and Lance McCullers keeping the opposing offenses in check in Game 4 of the ALCS on ESPN Radio. Each has given up just one hit. Astros and Yankees are scoreless top five. Coming your way at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio, it's Game 3 of the NLCS for the Cubs and Dodgers. Chicago starts Kyle Hendricks against LA's Yu Darvish. The main test for Darvish, how he uses his slider, believes ESPN MLB insider Keith Law.
They do have a couple of good left-handed hitters in the lineup, and I don't think you can't just attack Anthony Rizzo with sliders away. You can't just keep trying to backdoor breaking stuff to him. He's too disciplined. He's too strong. He will go the other way very effectively. If that's what you're giving him, he'll say, fine, I'll take it. And that's a single to left field.
Keith Law, Baseball Tonight podcast. Dodgers up 2-0. Chicago benching struggling second baseman Javi Baez for Ben Zobrist.
Aaron Rodgers is most likely out for the season after breaking his collarbone. What chance does Green Bay have of making the playoffs without Rodgers? We'll ask John Gruden when he joins Mike and Mike Wednesday morning at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi, this is Tiki Barber. My football career taught me the importance of being prepared for game time. And now that I own multiple businesses, being prepared means having capital when I need it. That's where Cabbage comes in with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/gametime or 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K. 888-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
If you've got the drive, you need the tires that'll go the distance. Get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Increase your reward to $100 with a qualifying tire purchase using your CFNA credit card. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid through November 12th, subject to credit approval. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to rethink, ready to replace, ready to refresh. And during Lowe's Ready to Refresh event, pro customers should get ready to save. Because right now through November 8th at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 15% off Kohler kitchen and bath products. That's up to 15% off Kohler sinks and up to 15% off Kohler toilets and more. So are you ready to save 15%? Yeah, we thought so. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. U.S. only.
And we're back in studio with Oregon's mascot, the Duck. So what was it like to star in this season's Nissan Heisman House? And how was it to work alongside current NFL star and Oregon Heisman winner Marcus Mariota? Well, what's the deal with this guy? He's usually pretty animated. We'll be right back with more from Oregon's The Duck. Visit NissanHeismanHouse.com for more. And while you're there, vote for this year's Heisman winner.
Welcome back, everybody. 5:33. It is a beautiful Tuesday evening. Hope you get an opportunity to maybe spend a little bit of time outside, fire up the grill tonight for dinner. I don't know what your plans are. If you're a Cubs fan or a Dodgers fan, you're probably going to settle in and watch Game 3 of the NLCS. You've got a ways to wait, though. It's an 8 o'clock first pitch because the ALCS is currently underway at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. New York got the bats going last night in a big way against Charlie Morton and the Astros. They are scoreless through the first four innings of that game today, though. So looks to be a well-pitched, low-scoring affair at the new Yankee Stadium. The wind, as I understand it, is blowing out at Wrigley Field tonight, and that could serve as a detriment or a benefit to the Chicago Cubs. They've got Kyle Hendricks on the mound. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in hour number three with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. Media day today in Ames for Steve Prohm and the Iowa State men's basketball program. Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes met with the media yesterday. And because of the late start time for media day, we didn't really feel like we could give it the best attention that we probably needed to give to it. So we saved a lot of the audio for today, and kudos to Kyle for doing a little double duty today, working on this as well as Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa football players, whom you will hear from tomorrow on the program, as well as during coaches' cuts, which is coming up here shortly as well. But Fran McCaffrey had a number of things to say yesterday about the 2017-2018 version of the Iowa Hawkeyes, but most Iowa fans probably wondering about the two new additions to the team in Luca Garza and Jack Nungy. And obviously, expectations are pretty high for these two, as Fran acknowledged.
Fran, what are realistic expectations for Garza and Nungy?
Very high. Both of them are tremendous players. They're incredibly versatile. They come ready. You know, it's not like we have to develop them. They're both really good players. They have versatile skill sets. They can dribble, pass, and shoot. When you have two 6'11 guys that can do all of those things, then you have high expectation for them, and they're going to be right in the middle of it.
And I think you can back me up on this, but when you look at those two guys, they offer something that the Hawkeyes were lacking last year, and that is size. And that should definitely help them defensively.
they lacked a rim protector all of last year, and at times it hurt them. And it'll be interesting to see if one of those guys can be that, or both of them can be that for this team. You think a couple years back, as much as people love to hate Adam Woodbury, he was at times that rim protector who sat in the middle of the zone and made driving guards have to shoot over him, and they didn't have that last year. So I've heard that Jack Nungy is a legitimate 7 feet tall. Luka Garza, 6'11", right around there. That is size that they did not have. And like you said, Todd, that's going to help defensively. But Luka Garza as well is a really, really good offensive player.
And those guys definitely looked good during primetime league this summer. Here's Fran yesterday talking about what that size will do for the team's defense. It was lacking last year. It's expected not to be lacking this winter.
Fran, how is this size going to help you guys defensively?
Well, you know, it obviously gives us a rim protector, Pat. You know, I think you'll see a different shot blocking presence in Tyler Cook this year. Greener was a shot blocker. Bear was a shot blocker, even though he's only 6'7". And now you have two 6'11 guys that also will come in there and protect the rim. So it gives us some flexibility with our pressing, you know, and it also, I think, provides, if we play zone, the kind of size that you need to limit them to one shot and then trigger our break.
I'm glad he mentioned Tyler Cook, because that's where we're going next. Obviously, anybody who watched him last year knows that Iowa has a star in the making. He was a star last year on the floor for the Hawkeyes, but Fran talking about the next step for Tyler Cook, and again, anybody that saw him play last year could probably guess what direction Coach McCaffrey is going to go with this one.
With Tyler Cook, what's kind of the next step in his development process? What's the next thing you
want to see? With Tyler Cook, it's, you know, the next step in his development is really simple. It's just, you know, consistency. He was, you know, phenomenal at times. Sometimes, you know, his turnover numbers were a little bit higher. But I think what you're going to see is a guy who has much better pace to his game right now. He's really matured. I've been very impressed with him. He's an incredible worker. You know, he's got the frame, obviously, to dominate a game. We saw him dominate games last year. But now I think what you're seeing is a guy that's shooting the ball better from the outside, handling the ball and passing it really well. He always had that skill, but sometimes he would go too fast or he would go too soon and turn it over. He's not doing that. He's rebounding out of his area a lot more. He got everything that was anywhere near him, but he's going out of his area now. So I think you'll see his rebound numbers go up. As I said, you'll see his, I think, shot block numbers go up. And I think his, you know, perimeter shooting has, you know, gone to the next level, which is really good.
We had a phenomenal in there. If there was any doubt that Iowa basketball is right around the corner, we got our first phenomenal of the year from Fran McCaffrey. Actually, I don't know if that's the first phenomenal, because that was probably several minutes into yesterday's introductory news conference. They started right off with questions for Fran McCaffrey. Hawkeye fans, what are your expectations for this team this winter? 319-366-1600. Now, something that was mentioned, and we talked quite a bit about it yesterday with Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register when he joined us, but Cordell Pemsel is down 20 pounds. And Fran McCaffrey talked a little bit about what that could mean for his game moving forward.
Is Pemsel still catching up after the hernia surgery and then not playing?
I don't think so, Rick. I think he's fine. I think he's playing the best basketball I've ever seen him play. He's 235. He played last year at 256, so I mean, he's a lot thinner. A lot of times when guys trim down like that, they don't maintain the strength that they had or the physicality. And he's done both. He still plays strong and tough and physical. He's able to hold his ground against guys that are heavier than him. But he's running better. He's, you know, he's obviously always been incredibly skilled and intelligent with when to go, when not to go, when to screen, what angle to screen on. He's got great feel. You know, so I'm really impressed with where he is. I wish he would have gotten to play a little bit more in August, because he didn't play at all over there because he wasn't ready. But he still, I think, benefited from the experience and has really made up for it.
So Tyler Cook, phenomenal. Cordell Pemsel playing the best basketball Fran McCaffrey has ever seen him play.
Has Brady Ellingson missed a shot in the last 6 months?
Look, I
love Fran. I say
as much as I can get excited about Iowa basketball as attempting to be impartial, Cordell Pemsel intrigues me because when he was on the floor last year, I liked what I saw out of him. And the big question with him is, can he hold up over the course of his entire college career? And he had the injuries in high school in Dubuque, and that concern is always, I think, going to be in the back of your mind with him. It's like he's like a racehorse, and the thoroughbred horses nowadays they're beautiful, and then they break down, and you don't want to see it happen. And I think, you know, there are bigger stars on this team, no doubt, but Cordell Pemsel is going to be a big part of this team's success this year. And so is Jordan Bohannon. We learned yesterday that he's on the Bob Cousy Award watch list among the better point guards in the country. And many people here in Eastern Iowa saw Jordan Bohannon when he started at Linmar, and he hit some big shots last year, none bigger than on the road against his brother's old team in the Kohl Center as Iowa upset the Badgers in Madison. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. This is, look, Fran Perboli on a scale of 1 to 10, when you start invoking the name of Steph Curry, I think the meter is trending toward an 8, possibly a 9 here. But here's Fran McCaffrey yesterday talking about the former Linmar star.
The fearlessness you speak of with Bohannon, I know you saw that in high school, but did you ever wonder if that would translate to college?
I didn't see why it wouldn't. You know, he reminded, you know, I said he reminded me a lot of Steph Curry, you know, when you watch him play. You know, he can pull the jumper right in your face. You know, he's fearless. He's got unbelievable range, but he can go by you, and he's a really good passer. He's a much better athlete than people think. He's a much better defender in terms of physicality than people think. But he always played well under pressure, and I think that's what impressed me. And the games in the Big Ten are so intense and so physical, and there's such incredible emotion that goes into them, especially when you travel on the road. You need somebody with those kinds of qualities, and he's got them. So, you know, the fact that he performed so well really was not a shock at all.
Fran McCaffrey yesterday at Media Day, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing on until 7 o'clock tonight. Phone line 319-366-1600, and we go there now. We bring Mark in Cedar Rapids on board. Mark, your thoughts on Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes?
The problem I have with Fran is about 2 years ago, I noticed we were coming into the Sweet 16. Utah was jamming. Had a great team. It was coming down to the last second. We had the lead the whole game. And Fran wouldn't call timeout in the final seconds. And, of course, the other team played the game. They called the timeouts. They drug the game out. And my question is, why won't Fran play ball in 2017? It's the same way with the football team, you know, running the ball. We're playing in the 70s. We have great players. When is Fran and the other coaching staff, when are they going to catch up? When are they going to play 2017 ball? I mean, in the NBA, they play the timeout game. Why are we not playing this in the collegiate level?
Appreciate the question, Mark. It's funny because 3530 on the text line says, I love Fran. He's the polar opposite of Kirk Ferentz.
He is.
And now you've got a comparison that football and basketball are. Look, A, this is a style of basketball that Iowa fans, a lot of them, especially the older generation, and I'll throw myself in there as being a 37-year-old, this harkens back or reminds a lot of people of Dr. Tom Davis and that style of play. And that's what Iowa fans have wanted. And that motion offense of Steve Alford, and there was barely any offense under Todd Licklider. Iowa fans wanted to go back to the good old days, and I don't necessarily see that. I don't feel like I'm watching 1970s pre-shot clock basketball or anything when
You're
I'm
not.
Watching an Iowa basketball game. So I don't quite know where that. Now, if you want to criticize Fran McCaffrey for timeout usage and stuff like that, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, the clock management, the timeout usage,
but
that's one thing. But I look at And it's funny that Kyle, or excuse me, 3530 says this.
Here's our deal with 3530. His name's Kyle, and our producer's Kyle, and it's confusing, so he's 3530 on the text line.
3530, that basketball program really is the polar opposite of the football program. I think for the most part, they do play an exciting brand of basketball. They get up and down the court. They shoot the three. They have some size. They have some skilled big guys. They're an exciting team. You can accuse that basketball program of being a lot of things, but boring is not one of them. And they're same with their coach. You can accuse him of being a lot of things, and boring has never been one of those things.
Your thoughts on Iowa basketball heading into the season. 319-366-1600. Now, one of the things with this team is there are a lot of players looking for a lot of minutes, and Fran McCaffrey has perhaps never had the luxury of having this deep of a roster. Here's Fran questioned yesterday about how he's basically going to feed all these mouths.
Finding the balance with so much depth.
Well, it's not going to be easy. There's no question about that. So, you know, you just try to institute a sense of fairness the best way that you can. You know, you try to identify, you know, who have been the guys that have elevated themselves to the point where you consider them to be starters, and where do you want to go from there? You know, a lot of times, you know, you need size coming off the bench, you need guards, whatever, with our team. We are equally good with whoever we bring off the bench, and I think that's exciting. I have complete confidence in those guys, and they know that I'm going to try to do the best job I can to distribute playing time accordingly. That said, I don't think I've ever really tried to get 13 guys in. It's typically been 10 or 11 has been the max. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And, you know, you're not certainly hope there's never injuries, but if we did have some injuries, we have, you know, the depth to cover it.
That's Fran McCaffrey yesterday. Today, Kirk Ferentz met the media in Iowa City. Time now to bring you Coach's Cuts, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, the missing piece to your IT puzzle located in Marion. We'll tell you a little bit more about him after we hear from Kirk.
We turn our attention to Northwestern. That started yesterday. And typical of Northwestern, you pretty much know what to expect. You know, they're a good football team. They've got good players. This is a veteran Northwestern team. They're very well coached, play hard start to finish. And like you'd expect, it's going to be a 60-minute ball game. So as we move in, that's where our sights are right now. A couple of players certainly worth mentioning. Their quarterback is really matured into an outstanding football player. You know, he's a top-notch guy and has done a really good job. And then the running back not only has made history in Northwestern history as a running back, but also Big Ten history. You know, he's one of the best backs to play in our conference. And I think all of us, he was a little bit slowed up, it looked like, earlier in the season, but saw Saturday the kind of back he is and what he's capable of doing.
Coach, you mentioned the running game. Is that point of emphasis during the bye week and trying to find a way to get those yards per carry up for all your backs?
Yeah, you know, really it's been a point of emphasis. For us, it's a program point of emphasis. That's something we try to do a good job of and pride ourselves on. So, you know, we're not where we want to be for a lot of reasons right now. And it really just gets down, it's like a lot of the things that I've touched on, you know, ball security, better tackling, all those things are just the result of, you know, doing a little bit better job in practice, being a little bit more consistent. And ultimately, it gets down to, you know, technique and concentration. That's really what it gets down to, and then doing it in tough circumstances. But I think we've done some good things. Certainly, the last game, I thought we ran the ball better. It looked a little bit more like what we'd hoped to look like. Hopefully, we made some strides over the last week, and hopefully, we'll continue to do so this week.
That's a stat you didn't mention at the outset, but the yards per carry you're giving up is a lot higher than you used to.
It is, and you know, quite frankly, right now what we'd like to do is reverse them. You know, where we're at offensively and where we're at defensively, if we could flip-flop them. And that may be tough to do over the next 6 weeks, but, you know, hopefully for the next 6 weeks, you know, if we look at those numbers just in a six-week basis, maybe we can get to flip those around. So, yeah, exactly right. The yards per carry part is something that, you know, we're very cognizant of.
When I say pressure for the defense, I don't mean just quarterback. Your defense pressuring offenses to perform. Can you assess that up till now? And was that a point of emphasis during the bye?
Defensive pressure?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's never as good as you want. You know, the whole thing is about disruption in my mind. You know, if you can disrupt just keep them from sitting back and doing what they want to do at all times. But, you know, a lot of the passing game is kind of like the running game. A lot of the passing game now, it's tough to get quarterback sacks because the ball comes out so quickly and all the, you know, the bubble screens and all that stuff. So, and it's all relative, but in certain circumstances, certainly, yeah, you don't want to let a guy just stand back there and, you know, pick out receivers, that type of thing, and be comfortable. And, you know, if you can make them a little bit edgy, if disrupt the pocket, that type of thing, you know, that's as good, not as good as a sack, but it serves a purpose if you can get that. And, you know, we'll probably never be happy with that either, you know, just like the yards per carry.
How much did you guys discuss, and what else is there to say about first down efficiency? I mean, how much did you guys talk about that during the off night?
Yeah, you know, it's important. I think we're probably more focused on the ball security, the yards per carry. But like I was pointing out earlier, just most of the stuff just kind of ties together. There's really no I've said several times, you know, we've probably done more ball security work, and maybe we are screwing this up. I mean, maybe I'm starting to wonder about it. But, you know, it's just you keep emphasizing things, and at some point you gain traction on it, or you don't. And if you don't, you're going to have a problem. So I do know this. I mean, we're finally at the break-even point. We've hit even on the turnover takeaway ratio, which is acceptable, but it's not what we're looking for. And, you know, historically, for the most part, if we're going to have a successful team, we got to build on that. So, you know, we got to keep taking it away, and we got to do a better job protecting it. And doing that will help some other areas too. Just it all kind of flows together.
That's Coach's Cuts, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, the solution to your missing IT puzzle. Give them a call for a complimentary consultation, 319-247-7223. Coach's Cuts, Kirk Ferentz meeting with the media in Iowa City earlier today, and quite the juxtaposition going from hearing Fran McCaffrey to hearing Kirk Ferentz. Tomato, tomato. What works for one doesn't work for the other, but as a couple of people are pointing out on the text line right now, programs are both in pretty good shape, all things considered. 5:53, we'll take a quick timeout. We come back. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. We'll check in on how things are going at Yankee Stadium between the Astros and New York when we return after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Does anybody know, have we ever recognized the Rusty Nails as the Metro Spotlight Team of the Week, or is that exclusively for high school teams? Because I think
I don't know. I'll have to ask management
the
tomorrow.
The Pin Pals, is it allowed to cross-contaminate or cross-breed with Bowling Night in America on Wednesdays on the gym class?
I'm guessing it is prohibited, but
this week's
just
team,
a guess.
This week's
team. You know
team
what they say when you assume.
Spotlight Team of the Week, the Pin Pals.
The Mature League, right?
Yes. And send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Big Ten preseason media poll was released today, and they think Iowa's going to finish 8th in the conference behind Maryland, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and pegged Michigan State as the favorite to win the title, led by preseason conference player of the year Miles Bridges, followed by Purdue, Minnesota, and Northwestern. Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media today in Iowa City, and he said running back James Butler practiced today for the first time since hyperextending his elbow against North Texas last month. He's not going to be ready for this week, but could play soon, likely with an elbow brace. Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm also spoke today at Iowa State's media day. He says this year's team has different strengths than in years past, and they may do more cutting and driving as opposed to shooting. The Gazette and KGYM's high school football rankings were posted for the final week of the regular season, and Iowa City West now sits atop Class 4A, unseating West Des Moines Dowling, who had held the top spot all year and now sits in second. Cedar Falls is sixth, and Cedar Rapids Prairie sneaks in at 10. Unbeaten Xavier still reigns in Class 3A, and Solon's third. Mount Vernon is third in Class 2A, and Williamsburg sixth. And in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina still lurks at third. Tonight after the show, we're going to have Game 3 from Chicago. Yu Darvish will start for the Dodgers opposite Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. The game is set to start at 8, but coverage is going to start right after our show, and you can hear all of that on all three KGYM frequencies.
It's Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. Game 4 of the American League Championship Series underway right now. Top of the 6th inning, Yankees in a little bit of trouble. 2 on, no outs. David Robertson facing a fellow by the name of Jose Altuve.
I heard he's pretty good.
Who has a .385 postseason batting average right now. So the Astros looking to maybe drive the stake in the heart of the Yankees by going up 3-1. And we'll keep an eye on that over the final hour of the program. And we'll talk about it next with Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com.
DirecTV has been rated number one in customer satisfaction over cable for 17 years running. But some people still like cable, just like some people like being crushed by a massive linebacker.
Thanks!
Shanking the game-winning field goal.
Yes, I missed!
Finding hair in their nachos.
Mmm, tastes better.
And getting snapped with a wet towel in the locker room.
Ow, fun!
For everyone else, there's DirecTV. For number one rated customer satisfaction over cable, switch to DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
As compared to other major subscription TV cable providers, claim based on...